Toys R Us kid. There's a million toys at Toys R Us that I could play with. From bikes and trains to video games. It was the biggest toy store there is.
Welcome to Pop Culture Man Children. This is Emilio Sparks.
That is Mike Bongiorno.
This is going to be a real time capsule of an episode. We are at Toys R Us right now.
Our local Toys R Us.
Our grandchildren will be listening to this and going,
what is that?
What is this you speak of, grandfather? And I'll say, gather round, Jebediah. Let me tell you the tale. I'll tell you why the R was backwards.
I don't even know why the R was backwards.
I don't know. That's like a stupid like kids thing, like kids get things wrong. I've never totally understood why the R was backwards.
I thought it was just a stylistic thing.
Yeah.
It's a sad day, folks. Really is a sad day.
We're in the surprisingly sold out Justice League area.
The DVDs aren't selling, but the toys sure are.
Now, you might be saying, what's that I hear in the background? I haven't heard that before at a Toys R Us. Well, that's children.
Yeah, those are people.
There's blood in the water and the sharks are out. This place looks more packed, Emilio, than I have seen it in a long time. It's like Christmas in here.
Yeah, total Christmas vibes. We're standing in your favorite section.
This is the movie HQ where they put all the new stuff, the sort of sad Jyn Erso section.
Which is crazy to me because if you come over here, all it is a weird shrine to Jyn Erso.
Right.
But nothing is selling.
They've got the bullshit Toys R Us exclusive spaceships.
Explain to the people what you were telling me about the Toys R Us exclusive spaceships.
They're the normal Hasbro ships. Of course, I'm looking at all Rogue One. Boy, Rogue One stuff does not move.
That's why they're closing. They took a hit on Rogue One.
I know. Thanks, Kathleen Kennedy. The only difference is when it says Toys R Us exclusive, it's in a different box, obviously, and they add, like, battle scars. So there's, like, smoke marks and like laser burns and stuff on it. So it's a little bit worn.
I like the fact that it's families coming together buying toys.
Imagine if they did this before today. If they did this for the last couple years.
But then there's also a lot of us walking around right
yeah,
now as well.
Usually it's people in their 30s. I haven't seen this many kids in a Toys R Us since 1989.
I think that was the height of it though.
Yeah.
Like when they were at their peak popularity when it was like commercials and the animated Jeffrey.
Yes.
When a young Jenny Lewis.
Yes.
Was in toy commercials. So do we walk around and we want to see what else is around?
All right. You want to move to the Star Wars section?
Yeah.
Everything's in wrong places. It's not clean. They're not cleaning. You know they shut down at night and they're like, fuck it. Don't clean it.
Yeah. They don't care. I don't blame them, though. Do you blame them? I wouldn't
care. No. I kind of feel bad for anybody who loses their job, honestly. If we come across an employee, I genuinely want to give my condolences because losing your job sucks.
All right, so now we're out of the movie section, and we're going to the action figure section where Mike has spent tons of money.
Wow, look at Marvel. It's
almost gone.
It is sold out. Oh, my God. It's chaos. Somebody ripped a stormtrooper's hand off. Emilio, look. What the hell happened here?
I wonder if you can get this at half price.
Jesus Christ.
Do you think you could get this for free?
Maybe. I wouldn't want such a thing. God damn.
Oh, look. The sassy robot from Rogue One.
K2SO. How much are they selling this for?
$32.99.
No, that can't be.
You know what? We've never spoke about that, though. Are you big into the robotic, remote control kind of car kind of things?
No, mainly because of space. I don't have a lot of space to fuck around with things, so I try to go for figures unless it's something I very much like.
Remember when you said porgs would sell?
Yes.
Porgs are not selling.
Yeah, the porgs are not selling. Neither are the Jyn Erso dolls.
You know, I feel so bad for this character.
So do I.
I feel so bad for the actress who played Jyn Erso.
Yeah, what's her name?
Failure.
Failure.
I'm really blaming Star Wars for the hit that Toys R Us is taking.
Really? It's all on Star Wars?
All on Star Wars.
It looks like this has been picked a little bit. The vultures are out. I really want to know how much this AT-ST is going for.
Well, why don't we put it in the cart, and then we'll look for the price scanner, and we'll check it.
No, I'll tell you why.
Because you're gonna want to buy it after the episode.
No, because there's a Lego one of these, and if I'm going home with anything, I'm going home with that.
I like your style, Coachies.
You understand what I'm saying?
I like your style.
I haven't seen such a sad Star Wars show since episode 2.
They have a couple of
exclusive 40th anniversaries. Oh, it's everyone's favorite Death Squad commander. Guy doesn't even get a name.
Do you want him?
No, I don't want the Death Star commander.
Do you have a collection?
Squad. No, I don't have the 40s. My thing is, if you're going to remake the originals, actually do it. Don't make like big versions of the originals. How much is Snoke's thing going for? Is this $149? No. That seems like way too much.
It's the playset, yeah. It's the General's playset. It's $149.99.
You see, Toys R Us, these are the kind of prices that have you going out of business.
But you can't blame Toys R Us, though.
Why?
Because
it's cheaper.
Is it the manufacturer giving these prices, or is Toys R Us doing it?
No, because I remember being on sale for less than that at Target.
But you can also get Tide Pods at Target.
That's what the kids like more.
The markup here has to be a little bit more because it's a toy store.
Stop defending them, Emilio. Stop defending them. Wow, the Marvel section really is just
slim pickings.
Now, they've got a deal where every Marvel everything, it's buy one, buy something else, 40% off. So I kind of like the Marvel Legends line. It would be cool to see a Jessica Jones. I saw one here a couple weeks ago, but I don't know.
This is right up your alley, pal.
What are you looking at? What are you looking at? No, that's right up your alley, sir.
You don't want a Jason Momoa Aquaman figure?
It's a cool-looking figure.
With a Steppenwolf leg to make your own Steppenwolf?
Yeah, I've never been a fan of that thing that they've been doing in the last couple of years, where each figure in a wave comes with a different part of another figure.
Because if you're like us, well, if you're like me who doesn't open the packaging,
yeah,
all you're doing is you're just going to see a man in a leg.
Yeah, and if you're like me who doesn't like every character and isn't going to buy the whole wave, I've just got random legs strewn about. This is the DC Multiverse, which is basically their exact same copy of the Marvel Legends, down to the legs.
Down to the packaging.
I don't think there's anything Marvel's got for me today.
You know what I miss that they don't have anymore?
What?
Do you remember the action figure collector's cases? Remember when we were little kids, they used to have these plastic cases?
Yeah, I had one that was C-3PO.
I had several myself. A lot of Marvel ones.
See, the problem with buying stuff in this situation is if you're someone like you that keeps it in the box, you're going to...
Packaging is terrible.
Everything's banged around.
And it's not like you can wait either.
No. This is the last rodeo. This is it, folks.
Like, that's as good as it's going to get with this packaging.
Yeah, I'm looking at a Toys R Us exclusive Guardians of the Galaxy animated series 5-pack. I've never been a huge fan of the design of that series. Groot's got a suit on, which I don't understand why he needs to be shameful of his body. Is this supposed to teach children shame?
No, I just think they probably released the regular Groot.
Yeah.
And then they want to get you with the Toys R Us exclusive, so you have to buy the Groot in clothing.
Mm-hmm.
That's why.
His face looks weird on here, too.
He actually has a face.
Yeah. That is the best box we're going to get. All right.
Oh, so you're getting that?
Maybe. I'm putting it in the cart. If I can't find another... Oh, look, there's Dr. Stephen Strange. What's your earliest Toys R Us memory?
I mean, most memorable that I have was my 7th birthday.
Really?
And Mommy and Daddy brought me here, and they were like, all right, you can get whatever you want today. I had my eye on a basketball hoop.
Mm-hmm.
But then I decided, no. I'm not going to get that. I'm going to get the first series, the entire run, which was only like 6.
Yeah.
Of the WWF Hasbro series.
Nice.
So that's what I got. Ring and everything.
I remember that ring.
Because a boy who turned 7 years old needs the entire collection and the ring.
Absolutely. Without the ring, you don't have full playability.
No, without that, you don't.
Yeah. What are you going to be making them do?
So I remember that. I got the entire run.
Now, let me ask you a question. With the WWF figures,
yeah,
would they go on adventures outside of the ring? Were they like superheroes in your toy canon?
No. They were just specifically... They were just the meat and potatoes guys.
I feel like you were a child of little imagination then.
No. I had a ton of imagination.
You never had G.I. Joe come up to Hulk and go Hulkster.
No, they would play the audience.
Oh, really?
A Spider-Man would be in the audience.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Yeah. But then I also had a separate federation.
Sure.
That was just called Galactic Superhero Wrestling Federation.
I'm smart. And this was the...
Everything.
Yeah,
it ranged from the Max to a bootleg Godzilla toy I had since I'm a child.
Sure. Now, I imagine
the Power Rangers were like this weird stable.
Now, I imagine that Godzilla would really dominate in the ring, given his size.
Well, he was the world heavyweight champion. He had a run.
Yeah, yeah.
He had like this behemoth Andre the Giant run.
Although, I'm sure the Power Rangers in their Zords probably gave him a run for his money.
But he still defeated them, though.
Yes, with the atomic breath.
Yes. Well, the Zords were more like, if you see like a Hell in the Cell or an Elimination Chamber, it was a gimmick match.
Okay.
You can't have them win in the gimmick match.
Right.
You have to have your champion go over.
Absolutely.
And Godzilla was very over.
Oh, okay.
He was a fan favorite.
Yeah. And I could see the Marvel characters and the DC characters being in the audience really going crazy for Godzilla. Because it allows for MODOK to get involved.
Well, MODOK, if I had a MODOK figure, he would be
you
more like...
You can have 100. There's a bunch right here.
He would be more like an interviewer. I necessarily wouldn't have him in the action. I'd have him ringside report or be a commentator.
Right. Well, because he's always in a chair anyway.
Yeah, it's perfect.
Yeah, I agree with that. That makes sense.
See, but I never used the WWF ring.
What did you use?
I used the WCW ring.
Why is that? Because more bloodshed?
Yes, and I valued...
It came with a little staple gun?
Well, I valued the WWF ring more than the WCW ring.
Even as a seven-year-old, you rocked one and stocked one?
Yes.
Is that what you're telling me?
Yes, I did.
Wow, what a conscientious child. My earliest...
So don't tell me...
Yeah.
That I don't have an imagination.
You know what?
Because I did.
I don't mean to cut you deep like that, and I'm very sorry.
It's all right.
My earliest Toys R Us memory... I don't remember. I must have been seven or younger. I just remember being pushed in the cart and the Ghostbusters section. And it looked huge because it was like a warehouse. It looked huge. And I remember being online. We had a proton pack, the original proton pack. And I must have had one already because I distinctly remember my dad saying, "No, don't tell your mother I'm buying you one of these." So I must have had one at home and one at like grandma's or something. And that's my earliest Toys R Us memory. That might be my earliest memory. So I am sad to see this place go. Now, do you think we just steal shit? Like, do you think anyone would really chase us if we just had a handful of stuff? I feel like all bets are off at this point.
I really don't think they would care at that point. I just think they'd be like, all right, whatever, dude.
Look, there are children. I haven't seen a child inside Toys R Us in 30 years. This is like the grown-up collector aisle with like the pops and stuff. This is pretty wiped out. At this rate, they're not going to last 6 weeks.
Do you want a Harry Potter tie?
No.
Because there's an overabundance of them.
Yeah, well, they're $14.99, which is kind of ridiculous.
Well, I mean, if you buy a good tie from Brooks Brothers, you're going to spend like $30. So why not get the Hogwarts tie?
Well, you said it right there. Brooks Brothers and Hogwarts they're very different levels, you know what I mean? I'm not going to be wearing my Hogwarts tie to a meeting.
No, I could see you wearing a Hogwarts tie to a school thing.
You're actually wrong because I would never wear a tie.
Because ties are part of the patriarchal society, man.
Absolutely. I wore a tie the first day I taught ever. And then I was like, no, I'm not doing this again. And that was it for me and ties.
So do you have any pops on the list?
How about you? There's a lot of WWE. How about Bayley?
Oh, Bayley?
Bayley?
It's Bayley.
Bayley.
It's Bayley. No.
You want Bayley?
No, I don't want a Bayley.
Okay.
I'm more of one pop.
Yeah, yeah.
And I'm good with that one pop.
Oh, wait. Emilio does see something he likes.
You know, they really have a lot of Baileys.
This is the land of forgotten pops.
You know, I've seen like 5 Baileys. Nobody wants them.
No,
that really goes to show that she's not over in the WWE universe.
What does over mean?
Popular.
Okay. I get you. Well, what you got right over here, sir, is the WWE doll line for all the female characters.
That's what I mean. Wouldn't you, if you had a daughter, be like, hey, listen, she is empowering and she's sweet and she's everything that you want to be in a person. She's thoughtful.
Yeah.
She hugs.
Yeah.
This is what you would want.
Right. It's more preferable to than a Jyn Erso figure.
I think if we have to make the comparison.
Yeah.
she gets the Jyn Erso treatment in Toys R Us, Bailey.
She does.
Yeah. Bailey is the Jyn Erso of the WWE universe.
So are children sexist?
Oh, God, yes. 1,000% yes.
Oh, man. I hate to think that maybe all those evil executives are right. Now, right behind you.
This is actually kind of cool.
What do you see?
A Divas WWE Superstar playset.
It's got like a...
It's got everything.
It's like a locker room kind of thing? Oh, no. It's to cut promos.
It's everything.
Yeah, I see a chair. I see a closet. I see like a little stage. There's a camera set up.
And then there's the thing where you can walk out of, which is called the gorilla position.
Yeah. The ultimate entrance playset. And it comes with Bella.
Nikki Bella.
What's her deal?
She is the ultimate WWE female competitor. She's, I think, might be the most popular. Okay. Every little girl wants to be her, and every little boy wants to date her.
She's
the Barbie of the WWE universe. Wow. But she's not blonde. They're all out of Charlotte figures.
Now, who's Charlotte?
Charlotte is the daughter of Ric Flair, and she's the reigning and defending women's champion on SmackDown Live.
All right, this over here is going to be the DC aisle. I'm sure it'll be fully stocked, unless I see Zack Snyder in here. Oh, my God, it looks like a fucking zoo right now.
My anxiety.
I think they're dumping all the other product here.
My anxiety can't take this.
I know, the OCD is going crazy. Got a lot of Steve Trevor figures. Much like Jyn Erso, Steve Trevor doesn't move.
You know, I really thought the Momoa action figure would sell.
Maybe when he gets his standalone movie.
I don't know, man.
Is that still happening?
Of course it is.
This is the Voltron section. See anything you want over here? Emilio is really taking his time here. Perhaps there's some Voltron Toys R Us exclusives. Wow, classic, legendary Black Lion. That's beautiful looking. It's a good looking box, too. Why don't you go over that price scanner, see what that's going for? You know, there's nothing like the determination in a man's eyes when he sees a toy he wants. And Emilio is approaching the cart.
It's $32.99.
Oh, okay.
Now, here's the deal.
What was it originally?
$32.99.
See, this is the fucking problem.
Is the box good enough, though?
This could be better, but it's not terrible. The plastic doesn't seem to be cracked in any places. There's a little bit of a pinch. To each their own, my friend. What do you think? To me, that would be okay. There's also the Ultimate Voltron.
I have that.
Oh, you have that? Oh, thanks. Is that the one you have out?
Yes.
They do have diecast.
Besides, the fun is assembling said Voltron.
Yeah. Remember, like, when we were here, like, a month ago, and you were like, you should really finally bite the bullet and buy the Power Rangers movie Megazord?
Yeah.
Well, you were right, because I don't see it anymore.
I told you. You wasted time. You snooze.
You lose.
You lose.
Classic WWE Superstars. Adult collection robe. Oh, my God, the robe. Ooh, yeah.
How much is this?
The best is when our dearly departed friend Joe would get drunk. Sometimes he'd just turn into Macho Man Randy Savage for hours on end, and he wouldn't let the bit go. Emilio has left me and the show. Oh, wait, no, he's going to find a price scanner. He looks determined. I think he really wants this Macho Man robe. How much is it?
This is not worth $87.99.
$87.99, and they wonder why they're closing the doors. Like, how good can the quality actually be on something like that?
Well, it says it includes one dress-up robe, and it's from when Savage was, like, probably one of the best villains.
But it's not real chainmail or whatever. It's probably some, like, plastic. Do you know, I once...
And it was featured in SummerSlam 89, the first wrestling thing that I ever remember watching.
Really?
Yeah. 100% polyester. Do not wash. Do not bleach. Do not iron. Do not clean.
For $90, I can't even wash it. 100% polyester. They say it like they're proud of that.
What almighty, Michael. If this was not $87.
It shouldn't be $87. I mean, do they want to get rid of this junk or what? Why don't you just take it out of the box and put it on? I'm sure at this point no one's going to stop you.
I should, right? Just walk around with the cape?
Nobody cares. At this point. All right, we're approaching the Lego section. The anticipation is palpable.
Wow, this is wiped out too.
Let's see here.
The Star Wars section is a little hefty.
What do
Mike,
we have
why don't
here?
You get the First Order Star Destroyer for $154?
No, thank you. That's not going to happen. Let me see. Now, the Battle of Crete is 20% off. So it's down to 67 from 84. That, have it. I have the BB-8. My brother got it for me for Christmas.
So you would buy the defensive crate?
Yes. Because it's got those cool, like, those ships that have, like, the tails that rip up the ground. So you see the red coming out of it.
Mm-hmm.
You got yourself a Captain Poe Dameron figure. You've got an Admiral Emat figure. You got some random First Order troops. You can I could take my Luke Skywalker and my Kylo Ren from my other sets. I can have them do their last scene there on crate.
So yeah. Are you going to get it or not?
Might happen.
$67, pal.
What's up behind you for $31?
A Jakku quad jumper?
Do you know what that is? You wouldn't know, but let me explain it to you. There's a scene in The Force Awakens where they're like, let's run into the ship, and they run towards that ship, and it explodes. It's literally in the movie for half a second and then explodes, and they decided to make a toy out of it.
Now you see why none of this sells.
Thanks, capitalism. The Batman Lego movie was good, but they made way too much product for it. I don't think we need three different Batmobiles.
Wait, there are three different ones?
Yeah, there's this one, which I have.
I like that. That's kind of badass.
But then they've got, like, the motorized one down there.
Okay.
And then there's some other bullshit. Every peripheral character gets their own set.
Well, that's why. You got to sell it. Wow, Bane's toxic attack truck.
This is kind of fun. The Justice League anniversary party. You got your Batman, your Green Arrow, Crypto. Although they have him here as Wonder Dog.
Now, would you buy that for $49?
No. I'm not buying anything that doesn't have a clearance tag on it. You know what I'm saying? I love this Arkham Asylum.
That looks expensive, though.
That's one of those sets where the cool thing about it is it comes with like 100 different minifigures. Because it comes with all the villains in their orange jumpsuits.
That's cool. And now we are back to where we first came.
Boy, the Infinity War section really is...
a disappointment.
I mean, I guess it's selling.
Are you a Paddington guy?
Although I heard that the new movies are very cute. I've heard good things about them.
I'm really confused about why they would make Bigfoot toys.
I don't know.
See, if I still had the Intergalactic Superhero Wrestling Federation,
mm-hmm.
I would make Bigfoot one of those guys where he's booked as a heel.
Yeah.
Then he changes and becomes a babyface.
The more popular you get, the more you just have to turn face.
You
know
have
what I mean?
To turn face. It's important.
Well, this was a walk down memory lane. It was a walk down a very dirty store.
A lot of toys, a lot of money spent here by my parents. I imagine if we were to have parents come on this podcast and talk about their experiences shopping for toys for their children, they would probably have a way different experience.
They'd be like, I hate this fucking place, and I always did. I'm glad I hope it burns to the ground.
I think that's what they would say. Like, maybe, like, you know, my father kicking the shit out of somebody Christmas because we both wanted the same action figure.
Yeah. We didn't talk at all about the Power Rangers craze of the 90s. I remember going to Toys R Us after Toys R Us not being able to find anything.
I had the inside scoop on that, though, for a little while.
Because you had your mom was working
My mom worked
store.
At a toy store. Playworld Toys, which was another slept-on chain that closed. That and KB Toys. I remember in Staten Island there was Smiling Sunnies, which was its own independent mom-and-pop toy show.
I think all they're going to have now is toy sections in the big box stores like Walmart and Target and Amazon. I was reading something from, I think it was from Forbes, what they were saying, like, the person writing the article was like, I have not seen a corporation free fall like this in years. I mean, usually it's much slower process. And it just within a year, it was like, we're bankrupt. We're going to close. We're closing. We're done. It's all going to evaporate.
I think they did that on purpose. I think they knew the ship was sinking, to be honest.
Yeah.
I mean, FAO Schwartz closed down, which was an institution in New York City tourist attractions.
Yeah.
Because, you know, everybody wanted to do the big piano scene.
From Big. Yeah.
Everybody wanted to be Robert Loggia.
Everyone wanted to break in and play with the toys like Kevin McAllister did.
What are you looking at? What are you looking at?
I'm just looking at the game section.
That nobody really played with.
I never had enough friends as a kid. Is that a sad thing to say? I never had enough friends that I'd be like, it would be viable to buy a game. You know what I mean? Can I admit something to you?
Please.
Just between you and me?
Yeah.
I've always wanted to play Dungeons & Dragons. And the only reason I didn't was not because I was too cool for it. Because I couldn't find other nerds to play with me.
Well, you know what now? There's a whole community of that. All you got to do is just go on the internet and do your Googles.
It always looks like so much fun.
Not really, but
Have you played Dungeons and Dragons?
No.
Are you still on the satanic panic thing?
Yes.
You afraid it's going to take you to the dark side?
1,000%.
All right, let's put the mic
Besides,
back
I'm
on.
I'm also not into games that you have to roll dice and use graphing paper.
Yes, you don't have imagination, I understand.
What are you talking about? You've created a whole federation.
Yes, but without graphing paper, what can be really done?
So before we close up and pay for everything that we're buying, for more information on who we are and what we do, please go to the Instagram at PopCultureManChildrenPCMC. Use that hashtag. Subscribe to this podcast on the iTunes or Stitcher, whatever you prefer.
Absolutely.
Go there, type in PopCultureManChildren. Me and Mike are on there.
But what if I want to directly contact you, Emilio?
You could tweet me at Emilio Sparks, EmilioSparks.
Can I slide into your DMs, or is that too intimate?
You can, yeah. For all your things about Michael Christopher Bongiorno, because he doesn't have social media, really doesn't believe in it, you could hit me on the DM, and then I will pass along that DM to Michael. Let's go bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Go bye-bye.